did the segment on life hacks, and we have a bunch of friends who want to come by with their own life hacks or tips, stop by the bunker. So let's just kind of parade them in. Let's open the door and welcome the first one in.
Why are you guys you're having me on?
Woody Allen.
Why am I come over? I haven't even heard of a life hack. What the hell is a life hack? I mean, what am I, Philip Roth ordering liver in a Brooklyn deli? What did Alan Watts break into your house and translate the Bhagavad Gita while you were out? Actually, I do have a life hack. If you're looking to tank your career in quick fashion, just, be me,
Right. There he goes, Woody Allen. Let's see who else we have. Come on in.
Hey, guys, it's me. Boring guy with good intentions. I come up with a series of life hacks that I really think is going to help y'all's program.
It's a series. Just give us one. How about that?
I was speaking with my wife yesterday, and actually, it's probably around yesterday evening, but she has a group of friends. It's funny because she has a group of friends, and they come over, and they sew, and they make little crafts and things like that. And that really has nothing to do with no. I guess my life hack is if you want a good show, just don't have me on.
Thanks for coming by.
Kind of a sad dismantling.
There he goes. Let's see who else we have out there.
Winner! Hey!
Chris Chris.
Yeah! Chris, I thought I'd come by with a little life hack, man.
Okay.
You two homos can use this if you want to.
Okay.
Sapiens. Of course.
Yeah.
All right, so my life hack is this, man.
Okay.
When you're having a threesome with two honeys, stack them on top of each other so you don't have to move around the bed too much. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, good one.
Also, when you're hanging out with your, NFL friends and you don't want them to get embarrassed that you drive a better car than they do, pay the valet a little extra something to park your car in back. Instead of right up front where he usually does. Or maybe even rent a lesser Lambo with less options than you have on yours and just drive that for the night.
Oh, what a
great idea. That's mine, yeah. All right. They are the best!
There you go, Chris.
Sales.
All right, let's see who else is out there.
What is going on? What is going on?
Playmaker.
If you ever have... You have a bottle of soda that's room temperature, and when you want to cool it off fast, you put a wet paper towel around said soda. And put it in the freezer.
Oh.
15 minutes.
Okay.
And that bottle or that can will be cold as ice.
Okay.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love.
You remember that song?
Wow. I'll see you later.
Thank you, Michael. What a treat.
So a wet paper towel around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there anybody else out there? Let's open the door.
Hi, George. Hi, Mom, George.
Hey, Marge.
I have a tip for you.
All right.
When you're out cooking a river otter under the stars and you have to go number two, just use an old protein powder can that you found in George's trash. It always works for me.
Terrible.
It's
rather
so upsetting.
Use the gas.
I think we got one more out there.
Okay.
Hi, Mueller.
It's me. Rick Skinlonen.
Your old pal, Rick Skinlonen.
Hey, Rick. How you doing?
I have a life hack.
Okay.
When you are having a girl over for an exciting weekend stay, to get her in the mood, show her videos of other charities distributing goods, and then she'll be really fired up to go out and help you clean up around the lake.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Rick.
Great.
Thanks, thank all you guys.
Great tip, Rick.
There you go. More of life hacks from some of our friends here at the bunker. 8:47 on the ticket. We are underway. The PGA Championship.